Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Chris is calling from Michigan. What's up, Chris?
I just wanted to say, I actually think Juan Soto and Mia Khalifa are a perfect couple and a perfect match because they're both very skilled at taking
Chris. Come on. And thank you.
Oh, man. I don't know if he's wrong, but hey, come on, Chris.
I mean, come on. Dove dumped that, so it's...
Oh, did he? You probably have to dump that,
Dove. You could have left that, Dove.
Come on.
Because we can't repeat it, or at least I'm certainly not going to repeat it.
I'm not going to do it either, but I think we could.
It wasn't necessarily... It didn't need to be dumped. But what he was saying, to try to put this in the cleanest way possible, as I sift through this in real time through my mind, what Clint was saying was that Juan Soto and Mia Khalifa have a similar skill set.
Yes.
In that Soto takes a lot of pitches.
Mm-hmm. That aren't strikes, the opposite of strikes, right, to be a little bit more specific.
And she takes the same thing.
Yes, she does. Takes the opposite of strikes as well.
But I don't know what that has to do with anything other than it was funny and also crass. Good. And I'm not sure how much you and I want to get into that.
Well,
we let others dabble.
We stuck our toe in there deep enough. We're good now.
Scott is calling from Manhattan. Scott?
What's up, guys? Yeah, no, Khalifa's got a great eye at the plate.
Oh, my God. Who thought we'd be discussing Juan Soto and, what's her name, Mia Khalifa?
Mia Khalifa.
What I call her, Ms. Khalifa earlier? And we just mess around with the
Wiz.
Little...
Right.
I got them mixed up. Mia and Wiz, I combine the two.
She's no longer a professional, just to be clear.
I don't know.
Ms. Khalifa? No, she's not.
Mia.
Right. No, she's not a professional anymore either.
She stepped out of it.
She's been out for a while, yeah.
Okay. How many years was...
I was not aware of that.
I think she was more like in a college tenure type of thing, so I think she did like 4 years.
Is there a reference, baseballreference.com, you check the OPS, is there some sort of website
I'll look it up. I don't
know the carnage that she's left behind?
Yeah, let's ask Abdul Carter, according to Wes Steinberg.
That was hysterical. For a second, I'm like, is that true?
No, come on.
I don't know.
How did it even come up in your feed? Once he started, Hoff was showing me his nonsense months ago, I'm like, dude, I'm blocking that guy immediately. You can't have that get you caught up in that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't follow him. I don't know how that guy
like
9
million,
into what
you don't
I'm
to
doing.
Follow him.
How many views
pops
did
up all the time.
How many, you know, but if you block him, it's not going to happen. How many views did that thing get?
Like 1 million?
No, I think over that. I saw somebody, it was probably Bobby Skinner who said it had like 9 million views, something like that. Some incredible number of views on that tweet.
What?
Referencing. Yeah, you didn't see it?
I didn't see that. That part, the number of
views. You read the tweet that was going viral
it was
about
hysterical.
It. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Let's finish up here on the phones. Joe is calling from Long Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on there? How are you guys?
Good. What's up, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
No, I just had two things. I was talking obviously about the Giants. I mean, realistically, the next few games doesn't really look like they might win. Maybe two out of the next four. Was it?
Who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
2-1-0.
I don't care if it's four in a row. Fire everybody.
For Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
I mean, I think you can put Justin Jefferson up with Malik Nabers, and you have
trade
three
for
wide receivers.
Yeah.
You kind of make your offense a little bit better. You don't need a quarterback, so I mean, it's not. I think I'd put it a top five pick for a top wide receiver.
And thank you for the call, Joe. I appreciate you checking in. So he's saying trade the Giants' top pick for Justin Jefferson. A, what would make you think that Minnesota would make him available? B, why do you think that you need two? See, this is, it's not fantasy football. When the Giants made the decision to draft Malik Nabers, which I would not have done at the time, I'm on record as saying that. I'd rather build the team inside out. They needed a quarterback. You could argue taking a quarterback there. They chose Malik Nabers. Okay, fine. We could disagree, whatever. That's your top receiver. You don't need now another top receiver on top of it. That's not how you build out a team properly. To me, that's the last thing the New York Giants need is another wide receiver. I'm using that pick to take a defensive player. I'm using that pick to build in the trenches if need be. I don't want another wide receiver if I'm the Giants. You have your top guy in Nabers. Find a solid two. Wandale Robinson, you can decide to bring him back as another option.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I don't love Slayton, although he looked good on Monday night.
Yeah, he's and what do you get that 3-year deal, right? He's okay. I mean, he's fine.
All right, but we're not talking. You don't need a top guy.
No,
they have their top guy.
What would it take to trade for Justin? First of all, the Giants don't have that luxury. They got too many holes. Obviously, secondary,
right?
Linebacker stuff. Couple, you know, one or two spots.
How about
in the
trading
line?
Down and stockpiling some picks and rebuilding that secondary,
or getting a
linebacker, an actual good linebacker for
That's
a change.
Probably the more prudent thing. I know the Jets have. I got to check exactly. I'll do this later, but. Or Hoff, if you know off the top of your head, doing the Giants stuff. I know the Jets have like top two, top three cap space next year. Where are the Giants? I don't know that. I mean, I know Burns is making a lot of money. Okereke got a few bucks coming over. I know they don't have as much as the Jets, but I think they've got a decent amount of cap space. I could be off
Hoff
on that.
Wasn't looking up that, but he did look up how many views that tweet had. What was it from Wes Steinberg? That's the guy that
25.1 million.
Wow.
Dude, come on. 25.1 million views.
I mean,
it just shows you the nonsense that can be social media. Like, it's a fake, made up tweet, and yet that gets 25.1 million views.
Who is this guy, though?
No, nobody knows.
He's a parody. He's a fake. It's not even close. It's a made up person.
Right.
Yeah.
It's right. It's not only a fake account. It's a fake person. Like, it's the whole thing.
Wesley Steinberg is not existent. I mean, this is like.
But you did think he existed.
I did.
No, I did not.
Well, I guess up until now I did.
I saw a lot of people tweet stuff from him. I'm like, this guy's so fake. But I was talking to somebody over the weekend.
Dating back months ago.
Well, years ago. But I was talking to Bob Pop actually this weekend. And
Bob,
he said he kind of fell for the trap a couple times too with him.
Over the years saying
You know why I fell for it? Because I was, you know, the agent, Steinberg. So I'm like, oh, maybe
Lee Steinberg. It's like the Dove Kleiman thing, right?
And he tweets in a responsible way. Like, the delivery doesn't seem, even though it's parody or whatever, you know, however you want to frame it, and he's messing around, it's not like it's very, if you read it quickly, it's well written and it's fairly believable.
Chris in Tinton Falls. What's up, Chris?
Hey, gentlemen. What's cooking, guys?
Hey,
guys, it's so funny you bring up this Wes Steinberg because, in my opinion, this is everything that's what's wrong. And it kind of even gets back to your show. we're living in a world where everything's got to be shocking, outrageous, absurd. You know what? It's so played and boring already. It's good when people just play things straight. Just have some fun and entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I say this, guys, because I'm a big fan of your show, and I like Evan and Kiki.
Well, we appreciate
nothing
that.
Personal
please,
about Craig
no, 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 no. Please, yeah, no. Please don't mention any of that stuff. It makes us uncomfortable.
Right.
We appreciate the support,
guys. But I get it. Where I'm going with this, though, as a consumer, I'm just saying, give me quality, good stuff so I can enjoy debate and conversation.
That's what we tried to do.
That's it, guys.
And, well,
you guys do it. You do a great job.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. We're going to hit the music here. We appreciate the kind words.
And others try to do it. You know, it's up to you to determine who's very successful at it. But yeah, listen, it's not our last show. Don't worry, guys. We talked about this to start.
It's also not for everybody.
Yeah,
we could do a show that people don't like. Others could do shows that people like.
The height of subjectivity, Sal.
Yeah, exactly. All I could do is be myself and do the best job that I could do. You could do the same thing. And then we get paired together. We try to do it together.
And then we get you on the door. But from feet by feet off that thing.
It is what it is. But when you're paired together, you try to make it work.
No
doubt. You do the best you can.
No doubt. And we've got more shows together. And by the way, we did address everything in the open or at the open. Free Odyssey app. Check it out. Craig's coming back, but there's other days and other moments to get into that deeper. By the way, Sal, the Giants have, what, $17 million next year?
Yeah.
Titans, who have the most, 108. The Jets, 100. So the Giants actually don't have a ton of. They're like, quick math, 17th or so in the NFL in terms of cap space.
You're not using that on another wide receiver in Justin Jackson.
No, nor am I getting that from Wes Steinberg's account. I believe this is reputable.
Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff. Good to have him back. Thank you sincerely to all the listeners and callers. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. BT and Sal on The Fan. Evan Tiki, they're coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.